Blog Talk Radio.
Of D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on the phone lines at 845-277-9094. And we just want to say happy Monday to everybody. Hopefully everyone had a happy Mother's Day, Mother's Day weekend for all the moms that's out there. And we just want to say thank you for joining us again on this Monday evening. Again, this is D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Derek Oliver, the host, and my co-host, Miss Kay. Are you there, Kay?
I am here. Good evening. Happy Monday.
I got to have a mic check on you. Your mic, can you say something else?
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Okay.
Happy to be
there
here.
There you are. You're good. You are good with your mic check. Everything good your way? You're straight? You ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear. Again, we want to thank everyone for joining us. First and foremost, we want to give honor to the Lord, who is the head of our life. We want to thank him for waking us both up in our right frame of mind, giving us activity in our limbs, and giving us the ability to serve him one more day, one more time. So with that being said, we're going to have a great show for you guys tonight. The song I had playing was called Testify. One of the songs my father wrote way back in the 1980s with the choir we were in. And tonight our show is going to be sort of like a testimonial show tonight. We have some people on. I'm going to get to that in a minute that will be testifying how good God has been to them and what they've been through and how did they overcame certain situations. So I'm anxious for that. But first and foremost, I just want to thank again my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Brentwood Publishing, Pizza Hut, Outback Steakhouse, and Finish Line for sponsoring us. Also want to take time to thank my sponsors. And for those that want to go on the Chaos Cruise, I've been putting it up on my Facebook page. You can go there and get all the information. Now, it's not a couple's cruise. Now, if you want to come with a couple, that's fine. Don't have an issue with that. But if you just want to come on a cruise with you and your friends or some family members, it's not a couple cruise. If you want to come, feel free. All you got to do is dial the number that is posted up at the Royal Caribbean, give them the group number, and do it that way. And the more people in the room, the less it will cost, I can tell you that.
And is it open to kids, too, like for families if they want to bring their children?
Yeah, if a family want to come, yeah, anybody wants to come on a cruise, is more than welcome to come on the cruise. It's not limited. And, we're going to be doing things that you do when you go on a cruise. So whatever you want to do, it's to be totally up to you. It's just you're paying for it. We'll have dinner every night together, I believe, at 6 o'clock. But after that, you're pretty much on your own. Of doing however you feel you want to, be led on the ship or, when we get to Nassau or Coco Cay, whatever you want to do, that'd be totally up to you guys. But it's not a couple's cruise. I'm going as a couple.
Right, amen.
So if you hear me say,
we got some kids
couple,
trying to go too, though.
Yeah, if some kids want to go, they can go, If they got the day roll me, they can go. Do-re me, rather. Yeah. But with that said, I just wanted to put that out there. So we are still doing the cruise August 27th to August 30th. We will be doing a chaos cruise through the Royal Caribbean and the Manner of the Sea, if I'm saying it right. That's the ship.
Mariner,
we'll be on.
I believe it's
Mariner. Mariner of the Sea. Just if you want to Google it. It'll tell you how the ship is and all of that, but they can answer all your questions, and they handle all the money, and they do all of that over there. We don't do that here at Chaos. They handle that for us. So feel free if you want to call in and talk about that. Just want to, again, give honor to God. I want to go over. We got a great show for you, but before we get into the show, I just want to make sure that you remember our weekly schedule. On Mondays at 7 o'clock is D&K Bible Break. Tuesday we have Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study. On Wednesday, we have Watchmen on the Wall with Elder George Bazaar out of Warren, Ohio, my hometown. Thursday, we have Omar Zachary Family Ministries on Thursday night. That Thursday night can also be seen on Facebook Live at 7 o'clock, or you can listen to it on Blog Talk Radio at 7 o'clock. Same phone number, 845-277-9094. Also, you can go to their Facebook page, Praise Tabernacle, Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville. It pulls up their Facebook page, and you can watch it live on Thursday night. Friday night, we have Freestyle Friday with the Overseer Timothy Jackson. Also on Saturday, we have the Overseer Timothy Jackson with Spiritual Sense of Life at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then right back on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Praise Tabernacle Church, Sunday morning service at 9 a.m. So with that being said, we're going to get ready to jump right into the show. Before I go into the show, Kay, you have anything you want to say?
Happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms, mother figures, anybody that's, it don't have to be your child, but you help and play a part in a child's life. Happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day to you. That's it.
Amen. That's it. All right. Well, tonight we got the Bluette family on. They'll be on, and they're going to share their testimony with us about their daughter, what she went through. And what I find amazing about the story, and I'm going to have them come on and walk us through it because I have some questions. And the questions I'm going to have for them is just, it's amazing to me what they went through. I've heard the story, and every time I hear it, I just get more and more amazed of watching God heal somebody.
Amen.
Like
amen.
It's an amazing story. And, I'm excited to have them on. So without further ado, I have Evangelist Bluette on the line. How you doing, Evangelist?
Hello.
There she is.
Good evening.
Can she hear
Welcome.
Us?
Welcome. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I'm sorry. What was the question?
No worries.
I'm
Welcome
sorry.
To the show.
As soon as you got called. Thank you for having us. My husband and
yes,
two daughters are on as well.
Yes.
Good
we
evening,
got them.
Family.
Yes. Good evening. How you
Good
are
evening.
Doing? Good evening. Good evening. And I know the rabbi, I know he said he would like to reserve his comments for last. But he can say hello. You there?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Glad to be on the show, man. Appreciate you.
Oh, no, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And before we even get started, the reason I say I appreciate you is because it is a blessing to know what we know about your daughter and the state that she was in. And to see her now move about the way she's moving about, and it's just a year ago, is like, it's amazing. And to see the videos on Instagram of her not being able to talk and to see her just skating on a skating ring, just enjoying life is a blessing. Just to watch those videos. I want to commend both of you, Elder Bluette, and your wife, Evangelist Bluette, on how you guys got through that situation. Because I know it had to have been hard on parents. I know my wife's daughter was just in the hospital, and I saw the wear and tear on her. And the situation is totally almost different, but I can just see, don't no one want to see their child in pain or hurting or suffering. And to see what I saw, and to God be the glory, to see where she is today, I'm just going to open it up, and I guess I'm going to start with Miss Bluette, and you just tell us what happened and how things got to where they were.
She's still not, haven't fully recovered, and she was last institutionalized in August the 6th, I believe. But where it got started, it was around April. We had just, they had just moved into, well, let me go back. My husband and I put all five of our kids in one home. And all of us are tight-knit. And it was the 15th, around the 16th of April, when she didn't feel good. She wanted to come back home. That was her first day there at the home. And that weekend, she said she wanted to come back home. We just thought, you know, it was just her being homesick. They'd never been away from home. So the following weekend, she was just staying weekends because she was still in school. And she just started acting strange. She's always been laid back, quiet. You wouldn't even know she was in the house. And she just started, you know, preaching to people, saying that God is real. That's why he brought COVID. He's tired of, you know, the world. And we're not doing what we're supposed to do, and preaching people to hell. And she was worried about where she was going to go, where everybody was going to go if they died. It was just so out of character because she was always quiet. So to speed it up a little bit, in May, her grades started dropping. She was 16. She fought really, really hard to get where she was. She had a baby. She was 16 years old, getting ready to graduate. When COVID hit, everything was snatched away. Her prom, her graduation, she was working, you know, trying to support her and her daughter. And everything was just snatched away. And her teachers emailed me saying that her grades was falling, and they was concerned, which it wasn't like her because, you know, she's always, you know, kept up with her grades. So I told her that she can go ahead and just text her teachers and let them know that she'll just do summer school. She don't have to graduate if she don't want to because she was already, you know, ahead of her class. And around the end of, well, a lot of things had transpired between there. She was, you know, combative and hitting and stomping through the house, singing real loud and just disrupting the home, just stomping and hollering and in the middle of the night, she wouldn't sleep at all. She probably sleep an hour, wake up, come in our room, standing up over me, you know. And May the 21st, we took her diploma back. She was in therapy 2 years prior. So I called her therapist. Her therapist was put her on some medicine, said that it seems like she was going through depression because of, you know, everything was going on. So she called when we was going to get her diploma. We was taking her tablet back because school was over with. We was taking her tablet back, and my sister called. She said, Ricky, take her to the hospital because it sounds like something similar to what I had. So we were on our way to Scottish Rite, and her therapist called and told me to take her to another mental hospital where she was connected, where they can tweak her medicine. So when she was there, to make a long story short, we went across to Emory to take a COVID test. They did a brain scan and found a spot on her brain. And some more things had transpired, but we don't have time to go into all that. So we rushed her. She was in the other hospital for maybe 7 days. There was nothing they can do. So they told me to come get her. I followed the ambulance to Scottish Rite. We took her to Scottish Rite. They took her back immediately, found inflammation of the brain. A couple of days after that, she was going into cardiac arrest. I finally fell asleep, and in the middle of the night, they were on top of her, telling her, you know, come on, Asha, come on. We don't want to go down the road. We don't have to. They was on top of her, trying to, you know, get her to breathe. God woke me up out of my sleep and told me to tickle the bottom of her feet. I went tickled the bottom of her feet. They rushed her to ICU. She was in there in ICU. A couple of days after she was in ICU, she went in seizure. We were bathing her. She coded. We got her situated after her seizure. And it was just a process. It was just our family just sticking together, just tag teaming and just doing what we had to do, to, you know, for our sister and our daughter. And we just believed God. Bottom line, we just had to trust God. We just had to trust God through it all. It's just nobody but God. Nobody but God.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
So she actually, I just want to get the listeners there. So she actually coded out on the table.
She wasn't on the table. She was sleeping in her room.
And she coded out.
She was sleeping in her room. She was in the room, and I finally fell asleep. And she had a 24-hour nurse in her room. The nurse ran and got the doctor. She didn't wake me up. She said she didn't have time to wake me up. So when I woke up, it was doctors and nurses and everybody was in there trying to get her resuscitate her. And when I woke up, I'm like, what's going on? And God just told me, go tickle the bottom of her feet. When I tickle the bottom of her feet, they rushed her to ICU.
Wow. So when you tickle the bottom of her feet, she kind of like woke up.
No, she didn't wake up. She started breathing.
Okay. Okay.
She started breathing. Right.
Wow. The reason I'm saying wow in amazement is because, you know, in that situation, I'm thinking, and, you know, you being obedient to doing what the Lord telling you, doing all of that was going on, to me, that's, I don't even know what to say about that. That takes, you really got to know the Lord and be in tune in the Lord to have the Lord tell you to do something and you do it when you is facing what you're facing. So I commend you for it. And the reason I want to talk about your story is because a lot of people, the Lord will tell them to do something and they don't do it. And you know, you just being obedient right then and there, because it wasn't something that is normal or something that you would hear someone say. And then, you know, she started breathing. But that's the way the Lord worked throughout the whole Bible anyway. You know, he never did anything conventional. So, but the fact that you were obedient and did what he told you to do right then and there, to me, I just find that amazing. Did you have anything to say,
Kay? Well, the scripture that came to my mind was, lean not into your own understanding. God's ways are not our ways, and we just have to believe the word of God, you know, and just trust and know. You have to know his voice. The devil not
you know,
to
we
do
were,
something that was going to bless or going to help or going to, you know, heal. You know, we were talking on last the week before last Sunday after service, and, you know, I watched a video of your daughter, and it brought tears to my eyes because it was like I was having a flashback because, you know, my mom went through the same thing. And when you go through something that the doctors can't explain, but you know that it's nobody but the Lord that's doing it, there's nothing like that. And without a relationship with the Lord, you won't get to that point. So by you having a relationship with the Lord and you in there fighting for your daughter, you and your husband and your family fighting for your daughter, she couldn't do that for herself. But you all could, and you can't do that without a relationship with the Lord. And like you said, you have to trust him. No matter how the outcome looks as far as what the doctor is saying, no matter what you see with your eyes in front of you, you got to know that you know God got the last say-so at the end of the day, no matter what. And you have to believe that in your heart. My mom, they told us there was no brain activity. Like, she's a vegetable, like, take her off of this machine. And I'm like, okay, you know what? We're not ready to take her off yet. But when we took her off, guess what? She started breathing over the machine. So
amen.
You just got to have faith to know what God is going to do is what God is going to do. And he will get the victory at the end of the day. Not man, because man can't explain it. It's all glory go to God. So I thank y'all for being obedient and being awesome parents following what the Lord is telling you to do, because the Holy Spirit told you to do what you did. They didn't need no, what is it, defibrillator and all. The Lord brought your baby back. So that's, nobody can't take the credit for that but God. Nobody. So
amen.
I just want everybody.
Amen. And people say God is not healing. God is not doing what God is still healing. He's still delivering.
Still in the healing business.
He's
amen.
Still God. He's still doing the same thing he was doing in the Bible days.
Amen.
He's still healing.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
He is. He's a good
I hear the rabbi in the background. I got to hear him say something. That's the cue that he needs to speak.
Amen. Amen. I don't have much to say. It was a very trying time at that time of year. So, I had even got mad with God that this would happen to my daughter. I got mad with God. And I never gave up faith, but I got mad that he would allow this to even happen, that it would even go that far. And
right.
When I showed my madness, I found out how far what my limits are. Because we can pray for other people as we do all the time, and we just move on. We can do for others and we move on. But when that thing is in your house,
yes,
see, you have to deal with it. That's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level of faith.
Wow.
When it's in your home, you try to think about what you can do naturally also, because it's my daughter.
Right.
And when I got to the point where I was powerless physically, I was powerless. That's when I got mad at God. So I knew my limit. God knew my limit. And then God turned that thing around before I lost my mind. See, it's, and when I think about it now, you have to know where your limit is. You have to. I think that's vital in each of our lives. You have to know where your limit is. You have to know so you won't go crazy. See, and then it also brings, it brought a better faith in me, a stronger faith in me, that God was still there, still doing his thing, but I wasn't there with him, if y'all can understand what I'm saying. I'm just telling you, that was my fault. That was my fault. And God knew how much I could take, and he turned that thing around. And I'm so thankful for God. And Psalms 40 is my Psalms, if y'all ever get a chance to read Psalms 40. But my daughter Vanessa is on also. Aja is also on. And Vanessa, if you want to say anything, because I can go on forever about how I got mad at God and how he turned that thing around, but I don't want to do that.
Okay. I'm gonna have some, I'm gonna have your daughter come on, Vanessa. I think she's on. She can say something.
Before Vanessa comes on, let me just say this real quick. God, Vanessa's not on yet. She said she can't hear, you can't hear her. God is so strategic for me to know what to do. And to teach the therapist how to take care of my daughter, to tell the doctors how to take care of my daughter, how to tell everybody that's around how to take care of my daughter. God is strategic. I have been doing and working with special needs youth and adults my whole life. And when I tell you, God just dropped things in my spirit to reform and to transform and to, you know, just to work the individuals with special needs. When I say special needs, it don't have to be, you know, mentally challenged or autism or on the spectrum. I'm saying any need. Any need that needs attention is special. And God has given me that gift. I mean, he has given me a gift to attend to the need of anybody. And that's what you have to, when God gives you a gift, you have to use your gift. You can't bear your gift. That's
Amen.
All I have to say. Just God just gave, he just gave me the talent, and he just, all praise and honor goes to him. Here's Vanessa.
Okay. Okay.
Hi.
How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm good. My end dealing with Asha's situation was more so on the, of course, faith in God and all of that. That being my sister and my closest, you know, us growing up together side by side, hip by hip. But mine was more of like the natural things of, you know, Asha had at the time, Destiny, her baby was three. So while Asha's sick, can't talk and eat, walk, I'm taking, you know, I took on to take care of Destiny, and, you know, my mom is, you know, switching out with my mom, taking care of Asha, or even come, you know, my mom's up there with Asha, I'll come home, see my daddy, you know what I mean, natural thing. So that's another part of family and love is stepping in times when, you know, you know, times that is needed, it's that love, you know, that no matter what, even though I had my own personal life, I could have just been like, no, I have to do this, I have to do that, it's love, it's family, it's that no matter what. Even though I'm not in a state to be a mom, I had to learn how to be a mom. I had to learn how to take care of somebody else because that's my, you know, that's my niece. That's my sister's baby. That's my sister. I love her. You get what I'm saying? So it's also about, yes, faith in God, of course, keeping God first, but that's that love for God, and you love your family so much that no matter what, you got their back. And that, you know,
even though
I don't know how to be a, you know, go ahead.
I'm glad. No, I'm just glad you brought that out because in today's world with family, you know, family can be a mess, and especially when you're going through something, you know, it's always about self. It's never about, okay, how can we help, pitch in, and, you know, that saying that I used to hear is an old saying, there's a lot of chiefs and not enough Indians, you know, and in some families, everybody want to be the boss, tell everybody what to do. And but when you see someone hurting and you just step in wherever you need to step in at without question, I believe that's what the world, I believe that's what the church needs to hear more of. And the story is deeper because it's just like you said, you guys are close-knit family. And going through what you're going through, you could have easily said, I can't do this. This is not me. I'm not a mom. I can't do this. And some people would agree with you. But when you in it, and you will do all for your family, that's a whole nother level of being a follower of Christ, in my opinion. Because sometimes you got to not do your will, but do his will. And his will may involve somebody else's. And I just commend that. You know, I didn't hear that part of the story until now. So when you were saying it, I'm thinking, could I go through what you went through? Could I be that obedient and listen to the Lord when he say, go left, when everybody else is going right? Can I be that obedient to you know, I like to think I can, but until you get in that situation, you definitely got to have a relationship with the Lord, because if you don't, you know, the world we live in today would tell us to bail, at least just my opinion and what I've seen in other families, you know, instead of coming together, helping, everybody want to be the big shot and tell everybody what to do.
Right. And by you being a young person, taking on the responsibility of, you know, being the sister that you were called to be. So that's a blessing. And I commend you for, you know, doing what you were supposed to do at that time and what you had to do it. And I know your sister appreciates it too. And your niece will hear the story and she'll appreciate it just as well. So I commend you as being a young person stepping in there, you know, doing what you got to do for your family. Because a lot of young people would have been like, I don't want to hang with my friends, you know, doing their own thing. I'll see y'all later. Not thinking about nobody else. So thank you for not being selfish and you know, doing what you had to do for your family.
Of course. To God be the glory, of course.
Amen. Amen. Nothing like saved people, because let me just brag a little bit. When you are a child of God and you doing what you're supposed to do, it may be rough. You may be mad at times, but if you just keep following the steps of the Lord, it's going to work out. And there's no fighting, none of this drama, you know, that other people go through. You just get in where you fit in and do what you got to do to make it work. So I commend the whole Bluette family on getting Sister Asha where she needs to be and getting her situated. I commend all of y'all.
Right. I feel like one of the most important things in situations, I think, is actually truly believing God's word, like believing that, you know, what he says, believing that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. Because, of course, in the moment, you know, I had my moments when I got discouraged, or, you know, when I first got sick, I felt myself getting sick, and my mom told me, I can't have two down. You need to get up, you know. So, of course, you know.
Right.
But it's in those moments of, you know, actually truly believing who your God is, you know. And I had times, just like my dad, when Asha was on the news and she had left and ran away, and I pulled up to the house and I see helicopters and the, you know, the driveway full of police cars. And I really was like, my parents are like, it's going to be okay. And I'm like, I'm so tired of hearing that. You know, of course I had that moment, but I had to realize who my God was, you know, realize that, you know, my sister is going to be okay. She's going to be fine. So it really is truly believing God's word and that he is who he says that he is and who you really, you know, believe. It's either all or nothing. It's no point in believing 50%. You might as well believe the whole thing.
Say that. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Hey, so I do want to say, though, at that, what happened to Asha was a condition that the medical field only knew about for 10 years. Right?
Wow.
So we're sitting at this conference table with all these doctors, to us, like, trying to pamper talk you or soft talk you to not fully grasp or whatever. So I told her, I said, come on, let's just speak about what's going on. Let's not sugarcoat anything right now. So I'm understanding you only knew about this for 10 years. So what is the outcome of the patients that have had this for the last 10 years? And it wasn't good in what they said at all. And the reason my wife mentioned young adults with autism and the kind of work that she does is that this was a mental thing of how you speak, how you act, how you are. It was a mental issue she was going through. So my wife was already set up 25 years ago for this moment.
Yeah. Man.
right? So they couldn't give us any pointers of this is going to be that way or this is going to be that way. They had to see how it was going to go. And that kind of messed me up. So hold on. You know, so as we stayed on them, they stayed on Aja. And then come to find out with her how strong she is and her mentality at that time while she was in the hospital, only a few doctors could handle her. So through rehabilitation, they kept trying to start her with elementary stuff, and she would get mad because she knew that. I told them, start higher to get her brain to thinking.
Right.
Do things as teenagers do, not as what kids do. So a long story short, when she got, and my wife stayed there 24/7. And I think this was how many months, Ricky?
It was almost two months. It was almost
24/7. I would come visit every day. My daughter Vanessa would relieve her for about 8 hours. And my wife would go see what she had to do it back. Right? So this is going on for 2 months. When she got out, it was still not right. And she left the house, I think, at 1 o'clock at night.
No, she jumped out of a two-story window.
Yeah. So my thing is, with her mentality about some old man picking her up on the side of the road, see, that's where I was at. Right? Still got faith. I'm still begging God to do his thing. But I'm a father.
Right.
And that's my daughter. We had something like 35 police officers here that day with helicopters up and dogs. And my daughter Vanessa came over. And they had this detective that was good with social media. And that's all he did was social media to try to find people. And, you know, so anyway, they could not find Aja. Whatever they did, whatever they tried, they could not find my daughter. So Vanessa, and when I said that I had got mad at God, that's where I got mad at God. That's where I got mad at. Pastor had came over to visit, and I told him I was mad at God. I told him I can't take no more. I was done. I was through. And that's when I told God I was mad at him. I was done. And Pastor couldn't say nothing to me. Wasn't nothing he could say to change my mind.
Wow.
That's when Vanessa, my daughter, started looking through some things in social media and found
Aja. I'm gonna tell how
Go ahead, baby.
So it's nothing but God, and it's so crazy. So this day, you know, I'm posting on social media. You know, if you see Aja, please let me know. So at this point, I got probably like, you know, 500 people watching my page on Instagram, right? So I'm going through my viewers. I'm like, So it was just one person. I clicked their page, and it was just something about them. Like, it was something about this page. So I clicked them, and I messaged them. And I said, have you seen Aja? And they said, Aja is over here at my house right now. And it's just so crazy because out of all the people, it's like 500 people watching my page. And it was one person I messaged. And it's just so crazy that, like, God, if he didn't show himself by now, I knew exactly, you know, who my God was and who I served. That's what I mean. Like, keeping God as your center and having a clear mind and being open to hear God. Because if I'm frustrated and upset and I'm mad and I'm just doubting God, I wouldn't have been able to click that page and, you know, message that person and hear God's voice. So it's really having that relationship with God and that love and, you know, not, you know, just, you know what I'm saying? God is just so good. And he'll show himself to you if you are willing, if you're open, he will.
Glory.
So what the 30 or 40 police officers couldn't do.
Jesus.
What the detectives couldn't do. What they couldn't do.
Yeah.
But that's nothing but God.
I'm looking in bushes. I'm looking in trees. I'm looking in fields. Yeah. I'm looking everywhere for my daughter. And what all of us could not do.
They were getting ready to do the lake.
My God.
They went through the lake and everything. What I couldn't do, what the police officers can do, 30 to 35 police officers in front of my house. And I'm thinking, y'all should be out there looking. So I weaved through there with my car to look. But what all of us couldn't do, God worked that thing through my daughter, Vanessa. When she told me that, I was
let me back up for a minute, Tink. When the police was out here like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, told me to go back upstairs and go to sleep. I went back upstairs.
I don't want to cut you off, but I got to ask a question because I can relate. That's a lot. And when you said that you got to go through the lake, you know, I'm sitting here and, you know, I'm a faithful man and I believe in the Lord, but I'm just like, okay, I can understand. I've never been in that position, Elder, but the fact that you got 35 police officers, helicopters looking, we watch the news, we know what kind of world we live in. It's kind of hard to say, okay, Lord, you know, I can get where you can be mad at. Because I'm thinking to myself, 35 police, and, you know, I'm thinking, wow. I know the end of the story because I've seen her in church, so I know she's here, but going through all what you went through and then have the police, 35, and then there's a lake that they're going to, it's just like, okay, the circumstances look like, okay, she ain't coming out alive. And you can start thinking the worst, you can start being mad, and then all of a sudden, again, your daughter, just like your wife was being obedient in the hospital, was just led to hit a button and ask a question, and it's just that simple. And that's how you know there's a God. I mean, because it's not hard. But when you look at everything, and I understand that being your daughter, and that's your girl, that's your baby, you know, I get, but it's something about just being obedient in that moment. And everyone knows, like you said earlier, about a limit. But, boy, that's an awesome story. I see, I didn't know that. I didn't know y'all had the police out there 35 deep and checking lakes. And, you know, I didn't know that. And then when I see it, I just seen on Instagram skating. And, you know, it's like, wow, you would never know she went through any of that unless you heard the story. You don't look at that when she's doing her post or whatever unless you know the story. And to me, that's just amazing. I don't know how y'all did it. I really don't. I know how you did it. I know at the end of the day it's the Lord carried you through. But a lot of families, and even speaking about my family, you know, when we were going through what we was going through, it ain't always tight like that. And everyone want to be in charge and everybody. But if we just be obedient and just know and listen to God's voice, and I know it's probably easier said than done, but it will give you a different type of outlook. It give you a different type of way that you walk. And I know you guys probably I know you give God all the praise and the glory, but I know it just gives you, how can I give you, an extra boost in your faith knowing what God did for you guys during that situation.
If I'm saying it right.
You know, because that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing. And this was last year, last April, that this went on. And then if you look at her
pandemic.
On her end,
during the
pandemic.
When we didn't know what we right. All of that. That's
yeah,
a lot.
You
that's
know,
a heavy burden, heavy load.
Lord have mercy.
The Lord told you to get some sleep, though. You went and got rest.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Me. Evangelist Dove called me. She said, "What you doing?" I said, "Honey, I'm asleep." When she disappeared, and when I gave the police a picture of the one of her guy friends, I went back upstairs to lay down, and I heard Asha say, "I'm good. Mom, I'm fine." And I woke up. I'm like, Asha, I thought she was in the room.
Wow.
So there was confirmation. You know, that my baby was fine. And I'm going to tell you this. I had a couple of, I had
saved up quite a bit of money, and the enemy told me to put up a reward for Asha.
Oh.
And I had already promised somebody to give them a nice piece of change. And when I called the person and told him I was going to come over there, she said, "Ain't your daughter missing?" I said, "Yeah, she's missing, but God told me to bring you this money."
Oh,
and she
God.
Said, "I can't take that money right now." I said, "You know what?" And the enemy told me that I wasn't supposed to give it to you because they wanted me to put it up for a reward. I said, "No, I'm going to be obedient to what God
Jesus.
Told me. He told me to give you this money." And when I gave her that money is when Vanessa called me.
She told me where she was.
I beat the police there.
Wow.
Now,
I don't know what the outcome
would have been if I would have been disobedient. You see what I'm saying? So we have to be obedient in what God tells us to do. If God tells you to do something, you might have a better outcome. And if you give out of your if God told you to do it, just be obedient. If he told you to do anything, I don't care. It could be the smallest thing. It could be cross the street right now. Cross the street right now because the car might be coming across.
Yes, exactly. Say that.
Signs and wonders. He's giving you signs and wonders. He told you to get that lady $50,000.
Open your ears.
How much?
I'm just saying $50,000. I'm just throwing the number out there. Just an example.
I was about to say, you giving out $50,000 like that. I thought I needed, your brother get a loan.
I'm just playing.
I'm just playing. Yeah, you gotta be careful with these examples.
I'm just saying, give out of your need.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the thing about our relationship, me and my wife, is that where I may be weak, she's strong. Where she may be weak, I'm strong. And it's a relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
And see, a lot of folks don't want to get married because that person is not compatible with them. It's not about being compatible. It's about the differences that you have that you bring together to make something whole, to make something work. See?
Yeah.
Amen.
So that night, he did go back to sleep, and I was up all night with the police. The daddy and me kicking.
Wow.
Daddy and me kicking. So, but she went to sleep. I didn't mess with her. I know how she is. I know how she represents God. And she held that part of our faith. She held that part.
Amen.
Wow.
I'm going to see it, put my hands on it, because that's what I do. I take care of my kids. And damn it, at that time, I couldn't do it.
Right, exactly.
So Aja is also on, too, before we wrap up. Aja is also on.
Hey, Aja.
If you brown part in her,
Miss Miracle.
Who's that?
On the line. That's Miss Asha. Miss Miracle on the line.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. She's on. Okay. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
Amen.
No one bit.
Amen.
So
see, this talking to you, it don't even sound like you've been through what you've been through.
I was just trying listening to everybody. Talking.
I bet. I can only imagine. I just want, it's an awesome testimony. And to see you again, if y'all go to her Instagram and just watch her without knowing the story, you would never think that she's been through what she's been through and to be so young. So with that, I don't want no one to say I'm a prophetess or anything like that. But, I know the Lord ain't through with you. You got a lot of people that you can touch just with your testimony. I mean, a lot of people. A lot of people would have gave up
by now. I believe it.
And you just keep doing what you're doing and keep serving him the way you're serving him. And, like I said, next time I do a revival, you will definitely be on the ticket. And not even if you have an open just to share your testimony, because a lot of young people with a family, and see, this is what's not preached or taught enough about the family coming together during a crisis and being led by the Spirit. That's not religion. That's having a relationship. A lot of people go to church for religion. Y'all go to church for a relationship, because I hear it in your mom. I hear it in your dad. I hear it in your sister. She was obedient to the Spirit, just like your mom was obedient to the Spirit. And you know, sometimes, you know, people want to put women in back of the church. They can't be the head or run nothing. But I'm with, like, Elder Bluette. The dad in me comes out. I can't. There's certain things I know I can't do. My wife has to take. She was telling me with my son. She was telling me how to handle the situation. And me, at one point, being disobedient, how you going to tell me how to raise my son? How you going to worry about the good? Let me deal with, you know, that's that ego in me. But the Lord had to show me, listen sometime. Just listen, because she has certain qualities that I don't have. And she told me to tweak one little thing in my relationship. And since it's been tweaked, it's been nothing but a blessing. And it's just important when you do find that right person that it ain't about looks. It ain't about, you know, being compatible or all that. It's about, can that person lift you up when you're weak? Can they get you over the hump? That's, and the only way you can do that is have a relationship with the Lord. And yeah. I commend y'all. You know, the whole family. It just seemed like y'all just got it, that relationship with the Lord, and y'all know y'all's place. And, you know, we over here in Oliver Camp, we still working on it. We working on it, but we getting better. Listening to y'all's story, it just makes me, you know, okay, I can lean on my wife a little bit stronger over here. I can still be dad. I can still be the man. But, you know, sometimes I got to let her drive a little bit.
Amen.
She gets me nervous sometimes. But, you know, in all honesty, that's what a relationship is all about. It's, you know, but we men sometimes want to be, think that we got it and we got to do everything. You know, my wife ain't got to do everything. Me and Sister Lett was talking about it.
Following Christ. You follow your spouse as long as they follow you. They following Christ,
exactly.
Okay, they're not going to lead you wrong. They following the Lord.
Right.
You're not going to be led.
But like I said, it's hard to, it's easier said than done. And I'm a witness. And my wife would be the first to tell you, I'm stubborn. It's my way.
Very.
It's my way. And I have to learn sometimes to sit back and listen, because she serves the same God I serve. And sometimes,
yes,
you know,
sir.
when you get in the fam, you know, it's okay. It's all right. She can drive. It's all right to ride shotgun sometimes. We're going to the same place. We're fighting the same devil. And if she got the upper hand, we're going to take the upper hand. You know, and that,
yes,
to
sir.
Me, that's just, it's awesome. But I've been in church a long time, and I don't want to talk about church folks, but what I say sometimes, they be like, you know, it's the man's way. You don't let your wife, you run that. You do that. No. My wife work every day, Monday through Friday, from 12:30 to 9. There's some day I got to cook. Some day I got to wash clothes. Some day I got to do the feminine work, if that's what you want to call it. And then vice versa. Sometimes she got to do. Well, of course, I'm just saying according to, and that's what it's all about. And then when the family sees it, go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to hear if Asha, if she wanted to say, you know, give any insight on, or, you know, update us on, you know, what's going on with her now, you know, give out her Instagram and all that. I want to give her some time.
Okay,
to,
yeah. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just want to say, basically, since before I got sick, I was very much into the world, you know, being a typical teenager, you know, living through high school, doing what I want to do. But I felt like God put me in that position, made me get sick to to stay still and understand that he's in control, not that I'm in control of my own life, but he has control, and to lean on him and to trust him and put more faith into him. And now I can't do anything without God. I don't even try to do anything without God. So I'm very thankful that God put me through that. I had to go through that or I would not be here today. I can honestly say that.
Yeah. Amen.
And can you just shout out your Instagram so people can follow you, if you don't mind?
Yes. My Instagram is Asha, AshaDadon. Asha Dadon. That is also my artist name.
And she do sing, too. She can sing as well.
Say it one more time.
Asha Dadon, AshaDadon. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow my YouTube page. And you can follow me and add my music on Apple Music.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Yeah.
Amen. All right. Duets, I want to thank you. Yeah.
Can I say something real quick? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
If anybody go on her page, I would like for them to go on where she had the red bonnet on there first, when she had a towel around her neck, because this child had to learn how to walk, talk, use the bathroom, the whole nine all over again. She couldn't do nothing. She couldn't even swallow. She was drooling. And she couldn't even hardly raise her arm. She couldn't do anything. She's supposed to be in a wheelchair in Pampers right now.
Jesus.
They told him it would take 18 months to 2 years to recover. It took her 2 months.
My God.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Like, he is too awesome. Too awesome.
That he is. And, again, we just want to thank you all for sharing your story. And I'm going to tell you again, it ain't going to be the last time we have you on to talk about it, because I believe it helps a lot of other people who may be going through something. It may not be as deep, and then again, it may be as deep. But when you're going through, you got to have your family to support y'all. So if you out there, family, and y'all families out there fighting and feuding, at some point y'all going to need each other, and y'all going to have to come together. And hopefully through the Lord, y'all can come together and unite, because it's very important that we all need somebody to talk to. We all need someone to help us.
Man.
Who better than family? And if you ain't got a family like the Bluettes, then, you know, you got to go next best thing, church family, with the right church now, because, you know, some of these churches ain't right. I'm not going to get that's a story for another day. But because some churches do religion instead of relationships. And as soon as you have a relationship, they want to say that you got some new religion because you got a relationship with the Lord. Well, I thought that's what we're supposed to have is a relationship, not religion. But anyway, that's something for another day. We're not going to go there. I want to thank the Bluettes, Elder. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Hey, I do want to say that I don't want it to sound like we're a perfect family to anybody listening. We're not. We may be just like your family, but my kids were raised in the church. Me and my wife were not. But we do understand that it's okay to get angry with each other once in a while, but not to go sleep on your anger. It's okay to have this and that and the other going on with each other, but we always got to understand that it's love at the end of the day.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody that's listening, and you have bitterness toward a family member, please call that person. Make amends.
Amen.
And grow in love. Because that love you may need at a certain time in your life. And it's nothing like family that can put their arms around you and make you feel better. So,
amen.
You know, if you don't, before you end it, when it comes time for prayer, if Vanessa, my daughter, can pray us out when you get to that
without
point.
I'm gonna get her ready, get her chops ready, because a few more minutes, a few more things. I wanna thank y'all for coming out, and I don't think there's no such thing as a perfect family, but what I love about your family is regardless of, you know, everyone, don't, no one got a perfect family. You know, everyone struggles. And I'm learning this in my family. It's a little different because, you know, it's just a little different. And when you do things with Christ, it just seems like things just is a lot better. And I'm, and before I close, I'm going to go over our schedule again for the week. I'm going to let Vanessa carry us out of here. But just in my marriage, 4 years with my best friend, my lover, that's my rock. I will do anything for since last year. And I'm just saying since last year. This last year have been, like, magical. Because our conversations is different. Our outlook is different. Our arguments are even different. And that's nothing but to be the glory of God, because we're trying to do his will. And when we're doing his will, we're always in the word. So you can't be arguing when you're in the word. It's when you get outside the word is when friction come in. And it comes in real fast. And I just want people to understand, if you just stay in the word, you're not going to be perfect. I get on my wife's nerves. I know I do. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. I know I do. I can confess that. All because I got a lot of man pride in me, and I got a lot of ways that I grew up in the church. It's coming out day by day. Don't get me wrong. I'm trying to be a better person. But if you got family, hey, ain't no perfect family. Just remember, you center around Christ. And when conflict come
That's
up,
right.
get around Christ. That's all you got to do.
That's
you,
right.
you may not like me today, but if something come up, all right, let's talk to the Lord about this. What way are we going to go? We got to have a huddle. We got to come up with a plan.
Yes,
and when you do that, it elevates you. You feel stronger. You feel better because my brother got my back. My sister got my back. My mom and dad, they got my back. We good. We going to get through this. And that's really what it's all about. And with that being said, I just want everyone that listened tonight, I hope you learned something. I hope you was inspired by what you heard tonight. And if you didn't get nothing else out of this, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. God tells you to do something, please do it. And don't ask no questions. And I know I got to get out of here on time, but I can tell by her personality, there was no hesitation when the Lord told her. You can tell listening to Evangelist Blue, there's no hesitation. If the Lord tells her to go, she's going. And she ain't got time to explain that she's going to go because she's listening to the Lord. If we can get that in us, when we hear, in order to hear the Lord's voice, you got to have a relationship with him. That's when you know.
Yeah.
That's when you know. When my wife called her grandbaby, she comes running. It ain't no if that she just comes running. You hear her little feet, boom, boom, boom. They ain't stopping. They ain't asking no questions. Just boom. We ought to be like that with the Lord. When he tells us to do something, we ought to just be able to do it without asking questions, without thinking about it, and out trying to question it or outthink it, outgrow it. That's all I want to say. Join us tomorrow night for Praise Tabernacle Bible Study at 7 p.m. Praise Tabernacle Bible Study is tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Bishop Omar Zachary, First Lady Pamela Zachary, is our leader, and Elder Richard Taylor will be emceeing the Bible study tomorrow night. You'll be hearing him tomorrow night come on at 7 p.m. So make sure you guys come out and listen to our Bible study. Again, I'm going to brag about the Bible study. The last year since I've been at PTC, the Lord has taken me to another level. I can't explain it, and I'm not going to try to explain it. All I know is, spiritually, I'm growing at a very fast pace. And I just think to even be a part of that team, and you'll hear Elder Bluett, Evangelist Bluett, Evangelist Stanton, Elder Richard Taylor, Minister Tobert, all of them will be on. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize. And the bishop may even make an appearance. We don't know. But if you listen to the Bible studies, and I'm just saying, if you just listen, give us 30 days, give us 4 Tuesdays. And I guarantee you, you will learn something, and you will want to tune back in week after week. Just try that on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, we got Elder Bazaar out of Warren, Ohio, Watchman on the Wall at 9 p.m. Thursday, Omar Zachary Family Ministries will be live at 7 p.m. You can catch them on Facebook Live. Go to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, and you catch it live at 7 p.m. on Thursday. Saturday, we have the overseer, Timothy Jackson, out of Dallas, Texas. That's going to be, we're getting ready to set up our branch office there in Dallas, and he's going to be overseeing that over there. Catch his show, Spiritual Sense of Life, Saturdays at 6 Central, 7 Eastern time. And then Sunday morning, we're going to wrap up Sunday morning services, Praise Tabernacle Church, Bishop Omar Zachary, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. With that being said, Ms. Kay, you got anything you want to say?
Yeah, I want to add, we do have a email that you can, an email address that you can send your prayer requests, your testimonies to. It's ptcforchrist@gmail.com. So that's P like praise, T like Tom, C like, well, I guess Praise Tabernacle Church. I'm acting like I'm at work. So Praise Tabernacle Church, PTC, F-O-R, Christ@gmail.com. So if you need to send in your prayer request and also any testimonies you want to send us. That's it.
Okay. Y'all got that email. I was supposed to put it up last week. Hopefully we'll get it up there tonight. If you have anything you want to say, pray for, you need, just send us the email and someone will get back to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. With that being said, Ms. Vanessa, you can dismiss us in prayer. And again, I want to thank the Bluette family for being on tonight. Y'all are awesome family.
Yes,
and just
you.
So you know, just so you know, from my family to yours, we love you. We've learned so much from y'all in such a short time. We just want to say
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
Amen.
Sister Vanessa, you're going to take us home.
Can she do her little Instagram real quick before she prays?
Sure.
Is
sure,
it Instagram?
Sure.
A bit bright.
Oh, I have an inspirational page on Instagram, and it's called Vent Break, V-E-N-T-B-R-E-A-K, Vent Break with no spaces, just that. Okay. And I'm going to pray us out. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
before...
thank you for life. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm so sorry for interrupting your plan. It's called Vent Break. I just want to make sure my engineers got
yes.
that right. And
yes,
you
yes.
would
Vent Break.
You can you go in there and vent?
Yes, I have a link in my bio, and it's for it's a link you can vent anonymously. And on my page, I answer the vents, or you can ask for prayer requests or anything like that. And then on my page, every day I post inspirational quotes. I post videos. Mm-hmm. Right now, I even do like physical health, like drinking water daily, a gallon of water. It's an inspirational page.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, I just wanted to get that out there because they was asking me questions in my other ear. I didn't want to interrupt your prayer, but we got that all down pat. And if we ain't got it, y'all can go back and listen to the show over again to get all that information she just got out there. I'm going to check that out in a few minutes. But go ahead, Ms. Vanessa, we got you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for who you are, God. Thank you for being so great and amazing. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your patience and your forgiveness, God. Thank you for who you are. Father, please forgive us for any sins we've committed. Please forgive us for anything wrong we may have said, done, or even thought. God, please help us to be better. Please help us to do better. Lord, we pray for you to amplify your love into our hearts. Please amplify your faith into our hearts. Please strengthen our relationship with you, God. Allow us to focus more on you than what we are surrounded or distracted by. Lord, I pray that we truly believe that you supply all of our needs. Please open our eyes to see what you have placed in our lives. We trust you, God, and we lean solely on you. Please strengthen our families and our love for one another. Please help us to stretch out and help anyone that we can. Please help us to live by your word and spread your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.